Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Taney County Board of Adjustment, the March 15th hearing, and we'll begin tonight with our call to order. And Scott, can you establish a quorum, please?
Yes, Corey Roebuck, David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudell.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And Scott, can you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures, presentation exhibits, and the governing statutes, please?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the March 15th, 2023 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I would like to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations into evidence of Exhibit A, staff report for each case of Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for the cases of Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to the Presley in the front of the room before addressing the board. Give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on the application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Your Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3, or by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties, to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use, as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good, without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulation and maps.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
All right. So we have a little bit of review and action today, and we'll begin with the election of chairman and vice chairman.
Okay. I would open the floor for nominations for chairman, and these don't need a second, and we'll take all nominations and then close and then take a vote.
I'd nominate Trent Edwards.
Okay, we have nominations by Rick Persinger for Trent. Any further nominations? Hearing none, we'll close. All in favor of Trent for chairman, raise your right hand.
Aye.
Okay, those opposed?
All right.
4-0. Vice chair, we'll open the floor for any nominations for vice chair.
I'd nominate David Hurd.
Okay, we got vice chairman. Nomination of David Hurd. Any other nominations? Hearing none, we'll close the floor. All in favor, David Hurd, vice chair, raise your right hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries, 4-0.
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right. And then let's talk about the December 21st, 2022 meeting minutes. Board, did you have an opportunity to review that? And if so, would anybody like to make a motion on those minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Okay.
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 I will abstain from that vote.
All right.
All
All right, so let's begin tonight's public hearings. We'll begin tonight with 23-001V. Scott, if you can.
Yep, you have a variance request by Mr. Larry Holland. He's seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 10.020, which is the R1 density and dimensional standards, which are the setbacks of the Taney County zoning regulations. The applicant is seeking a 7-foot corner side property line setback, which is 5.5 feet less than the required 12.5 feet due to it's a corner lot, to allow for the existing mobile home to be 7 feet from the side property line that borders Honey Lane. Per the Taney County zoning regulations, I went over that. The required side setback is 12.5 feet. So turning our attention to the screen, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 23001V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Board of Adjustment. One would be approval of a side setback of 7 feet, allowing for the mobile home. Two, residential building permit shall be required. And three, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So, of course, this is Taney Como. This is State Highway 176 that goes to Rockaway Beach. Here's our highlighted parcel right here in the middle. This is Silver Creek Road that cuts across and comes over to 160. So as you can see, this is Honey Lane, this is Short Street. This is actually an unnamed road right-of-way that has not been developed yet, but is platted. And we've got our lot highlighted here. So the front is 25 feet. This is the side that would be 7, the back's 10, and the other side is 12.5. The address of this is 304 Short. This is where the driveway comes in and they park their cars. So looking at this, as you look at this, there's a number of these sites in Venice on the Lake that Rick probably knows that they leveled out for storage, for pipe, gravel. So what I'm finding is they walk away from these after the sewer's installed, then they've left a nice little pad for somebody to do something with. Otherwise, it's pretty steep. So as you can see, the elevation difference, and this is where they came in and filled this. And they placed that so they'd have a little bit of a backyard before they just completely dropped off. The fill even made them have to bring the water from the other side because they buried the water line so deep under the fill that they had to bring it across the road. And I really sat right here and looked, and I meant to get a better picture, but
I have more.
There, do you have some? Okay. But the sight line is what I knew you guys would look and see. Of course, looking to the left is just open, but there's nothing there. But then, as you can see when you pull up, how far away from the stop sign you are, the sight line was an issue that I figured you guys would want to see. At that, I'd have Larry come up and finish explaining and answer any questions you might have. So.
Okay, first thing I would like to say is I'm all new to this, and I had no idea about planning and zoning, so this is kind of new to me. But
if you could real quick, state your name so we have it on record.
My name is Larry Holland, Jr., and the only reason why I put it there is because during high rains or high winds or anything like that, I would have issues of it maybe going off like a landslide and falling off the side of the lot, basically. And I wanted some kind of yard, so that's why I did that. I'm only asking for 7 feet, and, you know, if I knew this was going to be an issue, I would have addressed it first. I really didn't know.
Do you live there?
Yes, me and my wife live there.
So you had already set all this up and you're living there, and then you found out you didn't have a
absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, whenever they, I had to pay $3,000 for my water to be transferred across the road, which that was an unexpected cost I had to pay. And then my septic was a $1,500 permit. So I got my life savings in this pretty much, and I don't have the money to move it. It was going to take me a while. I broke my ankle in last February, and I got pins and rods in my ankle. And I'm just now getting back on my feet again.
You don't park in front of the house at all?
No, I don't park in front. I don't plan on building the fence there either. That way they'll have a good view coming to the stop sign and seeing around the house. They've already got a good view, actually. I've got more pictures I can show you guys if you need.
The road comes up at an angle, mm-hmm. the stop sign. Mm-hmm. So they're looking down the road anyway when you pull up your stop.
Yes. Let me just pull up Beacon real quick and we can zoom in.
I'm kind of looking at it here.
See it here? Yeah. It hits it at an angle. So, yes, you are turned.
The roadside's not even the variance request, is it? It actually meets the 25-foot setback.
On the, right.
On the short.
The front side.
Right. I was just kind of trying to see if there's going to be an issue with pulling up that stop sign looking down the road.
Sure.
Doesn't appear to be
from what I can tell. One picture, it kind of looks like it shows some.
It's just kind of sitting there.
Yeah, if you have other photos, I'd like to see them.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Can I come up there?
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
All right.
Yeah, that was the picture I saw right there, and it kind of helped.
Actually, got a pretty clear view all the way up the street.
Yeah. Especially when you pull up there at an angle.
I'm
heading down the street to start with.
I'm not super familiar with the area, but that's a main road, right? So it's kind of the main road.
Here at an angle.
Yeah, pass that down.
And that's going.
Yeah, Honey. Parts of Honey is.
Oh, yeah. When you pull in, you get plenty of visibility. Sure.
Okay. Well, it's not exactly parallel with the road, and it's a little closer at the far end than the front end, which is an advantage.
Yeah, the far end was where I measured, and that's where that closest part of that was at. Yes.
Yeah.
So our lot's right here. This is how it used to look. The lot's right here. Of course, it was cleared off and then filled by the sewer district for.
You can see if I move over anymore, basically it's going to be if we get high rain, a lot of rain or something, my wife would freak out and it's going
to
fall.
Could you back up to that picture with the truck sitting there parked?
Time you get the stop sign.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to put any of that weight any closer to that hillside.
Mm-hmm. It's all salt fill. I mean, you can bet it wouldn't compact it.
Yeah.
I haven't put rock in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You filled it in a lot.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah.
But our big concern when we have a street like that is just making sure that it doesn't cause harm to anybody driving by not having visibility or whatnot. So, I mean, that's...
I haven't seen anybody have any problems. I don't think anybody's even made an issue about it yet.
Okay. You guys have any more questions for him?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
So, anybody else want to speak for or against this project? No? Okay, so we'll close it for discussion. Anybody want thoughts or concerns here?
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Anybody like to make a motion then?
I would. I would move that in the case number 23-001V, that we grant the variance for the side setback that would make a total of 7.5 feet and give a variance of 5.5 feet from the code.
7 feet and then 5.5? Okay.
Which is what it is.
Yep.
We granted 5.5 foot variance, which gave a 7.5 foot setback.
Okay.
I will second that motion.
All right, Rick, second. All in favor, say aye.